Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, college is supposed to be a time for late-night study sessions, bad cafeteria food, and questionable life choices, not encounters with shadow figures.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Love to hear your ghost stories at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Shadow figures. Looks like we're going to be hearing about that in this call today. I can't say I've ever seen a shadow figure. Have you seen a shadow figure?
I've, in fact, it was at the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah,
that I love that. That's a neat place.
And we actually caught it on video, which we'd never caught anything like that before. And the shadow figure was actually kind of peeking out from behind these big pillars that were holding up the ceiling in this place. And then when it finally kind of shot out and ran, and our camera producer, director guy ran after it, he actually caught it on one of the trains.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you see the figure actually running into the actual engine room where they would actually conduct the whole train. Slipped in there, and then it was gone.
Wow. That is creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see that at the time. I saw the figure sticking its head out from behind the pillars.
Yeah.
But you sit there and you go, well, you know, my eyes playing with me, right?
Sure.
But then all of a sudden it shot out, and he followed it, and we got it. And yeah, creepy stuff.
Did he publish that footage? Is it on like one of the documentaries or?
I believe it's on maybe one of the final episodes of the docuseries. Yes, it's out there.
Which is Haunted State, right?
Haunted State, correct.
Yep. Okay, and that's on Amazon. So yeah, that would be interesting to check out. I have never seen one. Do you think it's because like places like that, I've always wondered if like the sheer energy out of machinery like a train or a ship or things of that nature, if that lends itself to things like that happening or feeding off of it. I don't know. I've always been, I don't know, like enthralled by some of that stuff. And I always thought it was just spooky, the ginormousness of some of those things and what they can do. I don't know. I've always been drawn to like trains and ships. I don't know why. I mean, creepy.
Well, and their massive size, I think, is scary in itself, right? And you think about what they gave to our lives, like the invention of the locomotive and being able to go anywhere in the country on a train and ship stuff and all that. Yeah, I think it's very, very much likely that these things hold that energy somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
My name is Bryson. I love your show. So I am actually originally from San Diego. And while I've had some experiences in my life prior to the one I'm going to talk about today, this one was pretty much the most startling. So here we go. So I graduated high school in 2007 and shortly after attended college up north from San Diego here. In a place called Cal State Monterey Bay. Cal State Monterey Bay basically took over the footprint of what used to be a U.S. Army base or fort, Ord, after the 1990s and 1980s decommissioning of a lot of bases. So what the college did is they took over that footprint, and the barracks became dorms and so on and so forth going from there. When I started there, I had a single occupancy dorm room. And the unique part was I shared a bathroom with a double occupancy room. The two guys I lived next door to lived closer down to me here in Southern California. So we, you know, talk a lot and had a lot of familiar things. And the one thing that was unique, though, is sometimes they would come through the bathroom late at night and play pranks on me. So normally what I would do is I would lock my side of the bathroom door just so they wouldn't wake me up. So anyways, when this story took place, they were actually back home in Orange County. So they were not involved in this. But what happened was one night I was up late studying and finally decided to go to bed. I did my normal routine of locking my front or my dorm room door along with the bathroom door and got into bed, got, you know, started to fall asleep, finally fell asleep. About maybe 2 or 3 hours later, I woke up startled, didn't really know what was going on and kind of, you know, just confused. As my eyes started to adjust, I was looking forward off my bed towards my front door, and I noticed that there was a dark, shadowy, what I would call a figure, in between the bathroom and, you know, door to my dorm. Just kind of kept looking at it, you know, didn't really know what was going on. Not at that point, I didn't feel terrified or anything like that. Was more concerned that there was someone in my room than this being anything else. And then shortly thereafter, after about 30 seconds, it moved past the bathroom door, which would be, if you're looking forward, it would have been on the left. It moved past the bathroom door to the wall and started, the only way I can describe it is creeping along the wall as if it was a ninja towards me. Almost as though I could see a hand or arm like appendage moving towards me along the wall and then the rest of the body slinking behind it. So continue, you know, started doing this, and that wall between the bathroom door, and the space to my bed, there's about, I would say maybe 10 feet, 12 feet. As it started to do this, I figured, oh my God, like, you know, there's someone in here that's going to try and hurt me. So I reached my hand under my bed to grab a golf club that was there and held my hand on my golf club. And my plan was once this thing or person got to the end of the wall, it would bump into my bike, which I kept there. Once it bumped into my bike, I would spring up out of bed and, you know, hit it or do something. And just basically at that point, fight for my life, I thought. So I was holding on to the golf club. It's moving along the wall. And it gets to the bike, and of course, it proceeds to go through the bike. I immediately let go of the golf club and fell back into bed. It then came completely off the wall and came towards my bed even further. It got to the my bedpost, and I, again, those appendages, reached onto the post and propped it up and over towards me. I mean, at this point, I basically acted like a kid. I shut my eyes and, you know, hoped that this thing was going to go away. And I kept them shut. And then I heard the noise over on my desk of what sounded like paper shuffling. And that's when I opened my eyes and the thing was gone. But I could see paper shuffling on my desk. I sprang up out of bed, turned the lights on. The paper stopped shuffling. And I kind of just stood there in disbelief for a long time, I would say 5 or 6 minutes, just kind of like looking around and just not understanding and just, you know, just being confused. I decided at that point that I wasn't going to sleep the rest of the night. I didn't want to attempt it any further. So I proceeded to get a cup of coffee and turn my computer back on and try to do some other stuff. I didn't, in that dorm room, I didn't see anything like that after that. However, about once a week, I would wake up later in the night to paper shuffling around. So that was something that kept reoccurring. The odd thing was that after I moved out of that dorm room to move to a dorm room with my friend, I stored some of my stuff in a friend's room. And he would start hearing noises late at night around the same time that I would, coming from where my stuff was where he was keeping it. So I often wondered, you know, was there something to do with me, or was there something to do with the history of that college? I do have other stories around that college, and I'll call in and share them. But again, love the show. Just finally had a place to tell this story that, you know, people would listen to and not think I'm 100% crazy. But yeah.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
You know, a lot of people aren't sure exactly, and I agree with this, not quite sure what shadow figures are. Some of us believe that maybe they're just a past human energy that is manifesting. Other people think they could be non-human, maybe even somewhat animal-like. But it's interesting that he moves to another location, and the room that is storing some of his stuff is now having reactions to it. So I wonder if he had something maybe that was part of his collection of stuff that he owned that maybe was older, maybe came from someplace else, maybe was like an antique or something like that. And maybe that energy was more grasping onto that item and not so much him.
That's a good point. You just got to get rid of all your stuff then and start fresh.
You got to burn it all. Everything's got to be burned to the ground.
Yep. And then start over, problem solved. There you go.
Right. And that's the point. That's when it's not solved and you still got ghosts after
exactly, that. Exactly. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, it's all there for you on Apple Podcasts on our premium page or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.